The 2010 census is coming up. It's a once every decade count of everyone who's living in the United States. But how do we count the people who are in prison? It's assumed that we're going to count them, of course. They're living in the United States, but where do we count them? Do we count them where they are in prison, or do we count them in the state where they're going to return once they leave jail? We're joined now by Peter Wagner of the Prison Policy Initiative. It's a nonpartisan organization that documents the impact of incarceration on individuals, communities, and the nation as a whole. Peter, explain this controversy to me. Why do we have this battle over where to count prison inmates?
Because there's so many of them. There's so many people who are incarcerated now that it's actually breaking how our democracy works and how we draw legislative districts.
So, No, I was just going to say, so what is the argument on both sides?
Well, the argument on the Census Bureau's side is we count people in prison because that's where they physically are on the census and because that's the way that we've counted them since 1790.
And on the other side?
The argument on the other side is that the state constitutions say that incarceration does not change a residence, and the prisoners are not a part of the community where the prison is, so then the 14th Amendment is violated by using prisoners as padding to give extra political representation to districts that are not where the prisoners are from.
Well, let's go to one of those districts that we're talking about here. We're joined by Jim Lehman. He's a county board supervisor in Dodge County, Wisconsin. Jim, nearly half of your district's population are actually prison inmates. Is that correct?
In the city of Waupun, well, it's not quite half. Our population here is 10,718, and out of that, we possibly got around 4,000 inmates.
That's still a sizable portion of your population.
That's correct, and it also, by having that in Waupun, that skews our race. We have, like right here, right now, we have 11.81% in the African American, which is about 1,266 out of the 10,675 out of the 10,718, which normally it would probably be maybe 1.5%. So it skews the whole thing here on the population.
So Peter Wagner of the Prison Policy Initiative, that's a pretty strong argument. Not only is it inflating the size of Jim Lehman's population, but it's also skewing race. It's making it sound as though that particular area is diverse with a lot of minorities, and it's really not.
Absolutely, and that's a real problem because prisoners, of course, can't vote, and if they could vote, they'd have to vote back at home. But prisoners are mostly Black or Latino, and they're mostly incarcerated in white legislative districts. So you have this kind of regional and racial bias in how prisoners are counted and then how these legislative districts are drawn. It transfers political power across regions of the state.
And Jim Lehman, these people, as Peter just said, they can't vote. They're in prison. And I'm wondering how that complicates your position as the county supervisor that includes this prison.
Well, I probably have about, I would say, I'm just roughly given a count of about, I have 1,600 people that I'm representing. But then if you figure the inmate population over there, then I've got 2,000 inmates here, and I've got 1,600 people that's voting for it, could vote for me. Hmm. So, you know, this is just almost impossible. You know, Wisconsin counts the prisoners here as if they were residents of the communities where they were incarcerated, but they can't vote and remain legal residents of the place where they live in incarceration. So that's the way it is. They you know, they just put it right onto the city or whatever area the prisons are at, and you just can't vote for them.
Right.
You can't do anything about it.
Yeah, and Peter, we've actually have some arguments from the NAACP, the National Urban League, and some African American leaders like Jesse Jackson. They've said that we need to change this system that we've used since the 1700s. What is their argument?
Their argument is that the Census Bureau has to Has made a lot of progress at addressing the differential undercount and addressing some of the systematic biases against how African Americans are counted. And they're looking at this as one of the next issues that the Census Bureau needs to fix.
Because they feel like the place where those African Americans came from is where they need to be counted?
Correct.
Okay. So how do we solve this? I mean, we certainly can't solve it for the 2010 census. It's a little late.
Right. It's absolutely too late to change where prisoners are counted in 2010. But the Census Bureau starts planning the 2020 census right the minute that they finish the 2010 census. So now is the time to start talking about making this the last census to count incarcerated people in the wrong place. We're talking about counting 2 million people in the wrong place here.
2 million.
And then
yeah.
The other solution, though, is that states and counties can just choose to either figure out where the prisoners come from and adjust the data and count prisoners at home for purposes of their state or local redistricting, or counties can just say, this is wrong, and 100 counties around the country do this right now. They say the Census Bureau is wrong. Prisoners are not residents of this county. We're going to take them out when we draw our districts. Okay. We're going to draw fair districts based on the number of people who actually live in our county.
Okay, that's Peter Wagner, Executive Director of the Prison Policy Initiative, and also Jim Lehman joined us, County Board Supervisor in Dodge County, Wisconsin. Coming up, this is the last day of the year to donate to a charity and maybe get a tax benefit. This also happens to be the biggest day for online giving. We're going to talk about that in just a few moments. And we also want to know, for you, are you making a New Year's resolution? And if so, what it is? I've resolved to pay back my student loans. What about you? What's your New Year's resolution? Let us know at 877-8-MYTAKE or send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org.